This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two more of the measures set to become law on August 28th.
And you know, there's a lot of things that legally kids under 18 can't do.
We've had some really hateful, harmful rhetoric.
The governor signed Senate Bill 39 and Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 on June 7th. Senate Bill 39 will establish guidelines for student participation in athletic contests organized by sex. Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 will establish the Missouri Save Adolescents from Experimentation, or SAFE Act, and modify provisions relating to public funding of certain gender transition procedures. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the focus of these proposals is on youth.
For me, you know, the reality of the position that we took as a Senate was, if you're a child, definitionally by law, if you are a child, you are not equipped to make this decision.
But Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City says he believes this equals the legislature trying to speak on behalf of medical professionals.
A lot of kids who just are misunderstood. Kids that my colleagues don't know who they are, don't know what their life is like, don't know what their medical issues are, don't know what the process of fixing those are, yet they banned as much as they could.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County points out both bills were amended after both sides spent days in negotiations.
Probably more importantly, I just want all of you to not give up and to know that there are people pulling for you and people that love you. Like my very conservative mother said, God does not make mistakes.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he believes this negotiating had to be done.
Find the best way forward to protect kids. We knew that that was something that they could absolutely herd up on and in debate on and use the nuclear option, and we're willing to do it. So unfortunately, we were put in a position to try to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, and you know, we did the best that we could with it.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says lawmakers do not plan to move beyond what Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 will do.
What we were looking at is children having mutilating surgeries and being placed on hormone treatment that changes them for the rest of their life. That's a big difference between children and adults deciding that that is the lifestyle they want to do.
Senator Holly Thompson-Rader of Scott City, who sponsors Senate Bill 39, says her legislation and Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 work in conjunction with each other.
The SAFE Act is very important, and in my bill, the Save Women's Sports Act, is kind of a companion bill to that. One of the important things of the SAFE Act is not allowing surgeries on children before 18.
No legislation was signed into law this week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.